Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Venice International Film Festival. I'm with Guillermo del Toro and Stanley Hawkins, director and protagonist of The Shape of Water. Welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, Guillermo, I have to say that the first thing I thought after the film is that I didn't have words, I didn't have questions, I just wanted to hug you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Time for that.
I thought you said argue. Yeah. That's a bit worried.
Anyway, so my question is, how can you make us always believe? I feel that the whole concept of suspension of disbelief is something that you shape in your own way. It's like you're clicking a button in us and we believe.
Well, sometimes you fail. Sometimes you get it right.
You never do it.
And when you what you do is you do the same thing. A movie is a lie. And like any good lie, you need to adorn it with certain truths. If I tell you I'm late because my car broke down, you don't believe me. But if I tell you I'm late because my car broke down and I went to change the tire and I tell you, and it was so hot, and you go, okay, it's real. So what you do is that you lie, and then lie, and lie, and lie, in order to find the truth emotionally, because at the center of all those lies, the emotion has to be completely true.
So Sally, I was this journey. How did you find your true, Eliza?
It was in the page. It was all there. I just had to step into the shoes and on those sets. I mean, it was pure... I just feel it from day one. And I as soon as I met Guillermo, I felt it and knew it and knew how important it was. And I was just on, like Eliza, in that dream and following and going with the flow of it. But her truth is all there. It's so palpable. There were many practical things you can do, and I had the luxury of time I wanted to get there as soon as I could to be there and be in that world. And it's like a stew that is cooking, and you just want to be in that for as long as you can, because it's a luxury and you learn so much. And to be working with Guillermo, it's just every day it's a learn. You just soak it all up, because it's, a gift. So
do you have to believe to make believe?
Yes, completely. And fairy tales, we all need that to understand how the world works. It's so important. Completely. Yeah, I will stop talking now and let the master.
Yeah, it just that what struck me is that still it's a fairy tale, but it's not.
No.
I mean, it talks about our problems, our real problems, our contemporaneity. So
all fairy tales are about real things, And actually, fairy tales are the perfect way to talk about things that you cannot talk in any other way: loyalty, purity, love, fear, hatred. And I think that the movie is very much about what we're experiencing today. It's a very political movie without being political. It's a very musical movie without being a musical.
There's even sex, finally.
Yeah. Sex and violence for the kids.
Okay. Thank you so much, Guillermo del Toro, Sally Hawkins, for being here with us and with me. It was an honor and a
thank
pleasure
you.
To be
grazie
talking
tante.
About the wonderful The Shape of Water.
Grazie.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.